This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
I can't say this too loud, so I'm just going to kind of say it like this. I was cheering for the Dodgers yesterday.
Oh, man. You are a POS,
yes, but that's beside the
point.
What's
wrong with you, man?
I was cheering for the Dodgers yesterday, and I'm like, what am I doing? It's Ohtani. I mean, it's just, is that fair? The player, not the team, as they say? I hate the Dodgers. I've always hated the Dodgers. Back even when they were in the National League, the Astros were in the National League.
Do you?
I hate the Dodgers. But I was watching the game. I was flipping back and forth. I was going back and forth into the two rooms where I had the TVs on. And I'm like, come on. And I'm like, wait, what did I just say? what did I just say? It's because of Ohtani. I love that dude, man.
He's fun.
Is that wrong?
I don't know.
Am I the worst?
I don't know if I'm the arbiter of these things.
Wrong to love the player.
Yeah.
But you can't say I'm cheering for the Dodgers.
What I'm saying is, like, last night I was like, I wanted to see, you know, Ohtani succeed. And so I was like, yeah, he's a guy it's impossible not to cheer for. I mean, set aside the millions of dollars he probably gambled, you know. But if you set that aside, like, I actually found myself, come on. And I was like, wait a minute. I just said, come on. And he's wearing a Dodgers uniform.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Help me out.
I have no idea how to, yeah.
Yeah.
Cast the judgment on if Lopez is indeed a POS for the Dodgers. I can't really decide in that way because I had fun watching the
Biggie?
Baseball regardless.
Yeah, nah, you can't do that, man.
You're not cheering for Ohtani a little bit.
No, you could cheer for Ohtani.
I was, but where does he play?
Hey, that don't mean anything. We have a lot of people that are LeBron fans that were not Cavaliers fans.
But when LeBron is in the finals, you're rooting for LeBron's team.
Hey, they made it clear they're rooting for LeBron.
Which means, by extension, you're rooting for his team.
It's a lot of Bronsexuals out here, man, that are not Cavaliers fans.
Yeah.
And that showed once he left.
It's wild. Come on, John.
Switching the music.
He should be banned. Yes, hell yes, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm switching to music.
Very good. And then 281 said, I'm rooting for Ohtani. So that you got one person. Oh, but then someone else then came in and said, it's F the Dodgers all day.
Yeah,
and night.
Especially with all they've been, I mean, all the Astros been through.
I hate the Dodgers.
And how nasty they were to Astros fans.
I hate the Dodgers. I've hated the Dodgers for damn near 40 years.
Shout out to my man Nick Surfield, who actually went to an Astros-Dodgers game right in the heat of it. I want to say it might have been 2021.
Yeah,
somewhere around there. And they were booing them. They were knocking his hat off.
Yeah.
They were sticking middle fingers up to him.
Yep.
I can't root for the Dodgers.
I said this week they are the worst fans in baseball. Worse than the
Phillies.
You did
say that. That is
worse
true.
Than the Yankees. And last night,
now you're like, come on, Dodgers, let's go.
Like, no, Ohtani was at
let's go.
Ohtani was at bat, and I went, come on, and I went, ooh, that felt dirty. That felt dirty.
I kind of wish he ain't played for the Dodgers.
Exactly.
Man.
Well, but he does.
POS, POS, POS. Those are not one. That's not one tweet. That's not one text.
Okay, good. I don't feel bad calling you.
That's
that.
That's a lot of texts. Didn't realize Lopez was a communist. Well, that's a little harsh.
Yeah, just that the POS.
You just lost a listener.
I don't know if you're joking or not, so let me just go ahead and do this then. Watch this. These are my confessions. I think I better understand the Astros now. Because I woke up this morning and my elbow hurt.
Oh, so you're going to have Tommy John?
I think so. Go ahead and schedule it.
Oh, man.
No, sincerely, I woke up and I was on my back and I guess I kind of tucked my right arm under a little bit. Like if you were like,
Slept wrong,
if you're bench pressing a little bit and you kind of, you know, I guess, tightening your back a little bit. And
mm-hmm.
I guess I had kind of tucked my elbow underneath my body.
That happens to me all the time.
And I woke up and I was like, man, my elbow kind of hurts. And I immediately was like, oh, they're going to tell me I need Tommy John.
You are. I mean, I think you should go ahead and book it.
I was amazed because I was like, how do you sleep wrong and hurt your elbow? And lo and behold, a few months later, here I am, sleeping wrong, hurt my elbow. Now, mm-hmm. of course, it is worn off. Once I had gotten through my morning routines and stuff, by the time I had gotten out the house, I was good. But in that moment, I was like, oh, no.
Welcome to my world. It's coming, brother.
Is that what it is?
It's coming, brother.
Okay. Yeah, that's immediately what I got. See me when you hit 50.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just being older, I guess, is what's happening then. Very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Speaking of being a POS, I need to know if I'm a POS.
Okay. Well, it's contagious.
Yeah. So normally, whenever I drive and the old lady is with me,
mm-hmm.
she like to play passenger princess. Is it bad? So this is what I do. This is what I can't stand, first of all.
Brake checker?
No. When somebody in the passenger seat, mainly her, answer a phone call, just be entertaining a whole phone call that had nothing to do with me. And so now I got to cut my music down so she can talk about whatever, what she had for lunch today, and, oh, girl, what you doing, and all God. That stuff. So this is what I do. I want to know if I'm a POS for this. Okay. So the longer she stays on the phone, the more I cut the volume up. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
It's like playing off music at the Academy Awards. You start playing her off.
Wrap it up, B.
Yeah. To the point now, I think her family is in on it now. They kind of know that I don't like that. So every time, like, her sister be like, shit, they have FaceTime, and her sister see she in the passenger seat. Oh, you in the car with Edward. I call you back. So am I bad for doing this? Because I think
it's brilliant.
I think
it's brilliant.
It's
I hate when people do. And look, it's
passive aggressive. That's the one thing about it that I'll say I'm not sure how much I like. However, I do think it's a good move.
I think it's brilliant.
I think it's a good move.
It's one thing when, you know, let's say she answers the phone and whoever's on the phone talking to both of us, mm-hmm. where we all engage. But, like, y'all talking about stuff that I have no clue. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Nor
at
do
work.
You care.
Yeah. So now I got my music down. Like, when I'm in the car, music kind of get my vibe going. Yeah.
Exactly.
And now I got to put a pause on that. So you could talk about what Sally did at work and all this other stuff. I'm like, I don't care about
Can you believe she took my staple?
Yeah. So I'm like, me personally, when I'm in the car with somebody and let's say my old lady do call, mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I'm in the car with John. I'm going to call you back as soon as I get out the car. I don't want to be rude and just be on the phone and force you to cut your music down or stop the conversation.
Well, if you were being rude, you have had some converts from 713. Brilliant strategy. I'm adding it to my playbook from the 281. Figgy just changed the game.
No, he's doing playoff music in the car.
Yeah. He said, you have gotten you a lot of time. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So you had an interesting thing this morning. Coincidentally, I had the most bizarre thing, and it happens occasionally. I'm sure I'm not alone. It's probably happened to Figgy. It's probably happened to you. So I wake up in the morning, you know, nice night of sleep. It was all good. I very rarely remember my dreams, you know, I didn't dream, you know, have any wild thoughts about my dream or anything. Pour my coffee, and I start going, How does this happen? A song that I haven't heard, a children's song. Dude, how did that get into my head this morning? Like,
hey, this got some thump to it, man. They got some bass to it.
Nah, man, they did something with this, man.
Yeah, they did.
They did something with this.
But you would thought, okay, maybe I visited my granddaughter the day before. No. Maybe I dreamed something. Not that I recall. I haven't heard that song in months. I wake up singing Baby Shark.
This is a jam. I don't know what's this.
And now all of Houston is cursing me again.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're not putting up good numbers in this one.
Hey, we might lose some listeners for real, man.
Do we need to start grading confessions? Because it feels like you're putting up a real negative point differential today.
I'm over. My EPA is not very good.
Real inefficient day for Lopez.
Hey, head to the bench.
One.
Sit by me.
Yeah, come over here.
Hey, come right here, man.
But seriously, like, you know, I like
Stephen Sims on the show.
You know, I like to be an amateur psychologist. I would love to see and know, how does that happen? A song that I haven't heard in
maybe
auto.
You was thinking about your grand. Maybe you had a dream about your grandbabies.
And I just don't remember it.
Yeah.
Maybe he was feeling guilty about stealing that package.
Uh-oh.
We're going to
hear about that.
We will hear about that 120 for all the people that have asked. And yes, many people have asked. We will get it. And I'm joking because I actually still don't know. I am waiting eagerly, just like you are, for 120 for Fig to let us know what happened with the package for Mo over at the Morning Bull. But I guess let's get to one more thing at least before we get there.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I can already tell the Rockets are gonna annoy me this year.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to the club.
It's a fun brand of basketball. Like, all the getting up and down. Like, obviously I was watching the preseason game number 2 against the Thunder last night. And they won in overtime, which I shouldn't know, but I do. I am a sicko. I acknowledge that. But seeing them at various points, when, especially because Fred VanVleet did not play in this, I'm like, oh, you need one more pass. Pass the move. Stop.
No.
Why is the ball sticking?
Nope.
Pass the ball. And I was like, oh, no. This is a preseason. I shouldn't feel like this, man. In a preseason game?
Well, you actually, you kind of should have, because that's one of the things they need to clean up.
So yeah. I was like, there's definitely a lot of, and I think I wouldn't be this annoyed if there wasn't all the potential. And I'm just like, oh, clean that little thing up. And you can see the youth of this team. And of course, that was something that I knew going in. But now I'm even more aware of the fact that, oh, just try and find peace with this, because you're going to see a good amount of it.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, it's about that time, too, where you start seeing people. Hey, guys, it's only preseason. Hey, relax, it's just preseason. So we're going to get that for the next probably 2 months. Hey, it's early. It's early. Like, why are you guys overreacting? But as soon as they have a good game, it's like, yeah, we about to take over the West. But as soon as it's something bad, hey, guys, you overreacted to a preseason game.
That's the beauty of it, right? Like, if the data fits what I believe, then it's good. If the data does not fit what I believe, it's noise. That's how we do this.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Man, I don't know if I could trust Leroy.
At
the front desk, man.
Wow.
And you rocking the shirt, too.
I'm rocking the Leroy shirt. It feels good, too.
Yeah, Leroy, for those who don't know, he works at our front desk here at Odyssey. And super cool dude, talented dude. He's a good singer.
Yeah, musician.
He got his own merch. But man, this dude, so a little backstory real quick. We got brought some lunch. And
it's, oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, from Texas Roadhouse.
Mm.
And Leroy came in to see if he wanted something, and he said, oh, that's ribs. Do it got sauce on it? And I said, yeah. He said, oh, nah, I don't
what?
I'm like, wait.
Ribs with no sauce, huh?
I'm like, wait, you don't like sauce? He said, no, I don't like barbecue. I don't like sauce.
Well, he's on the list.
And then he seen the pulled pork.
I don't know. You're one to talk in this segment.
he's on the list.
So this one also has some pulled pork in there. Mm-hmm. He said, do that got sauce too? And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, no, I can't do it. I'm just too picky. I can't. I'm like, bro, you don't eat no ribs? You don't eat no sauce with the barbecue?
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I forgot. He's probably the pickiest eater I ever seen in my life.
Not a big fan of picky eaters.
Yeah. He said he just don't like barbecue sauce at all, man. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it, man.
Oh, people are pointing out the fact that you lost a championship to a team that used Baby Shark all the time. Nats in 19. Look at you.
Yeah.
He's
was
that?
He's cheating on the Astros.
The Nationals.
No, who was the guy?
Oh, the individual guy who had the baby.
It wasn't Juan Soto, was it?
I don't remember.
I
forgot who it was.
Explain last night.
It's because, you were feeling guilty, man, about rooting for the Dodgers.
Yeah. Oh.
And then there you went rooting. And then now you in you know a roundabout what? Way was rooting
Lopez
for the Nationals.
Lopez is a traitor, man. No. That's what he is.
That's crazy.
Don't live
bro.
Over in Russia or something.
That's crazy. Somebody texted,
how long have you been in Al Qaeda? I'm like, come on, that's a little bit hard.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
Go to North Korea or something, man.
Unbelievable. Just Lopez, just.
Goodness gracious.
All confessions, and I said it felt dirty.
And sometimes you should not tell that much.
Let's go, Dodgers. Let's go.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, don't.
I was talking about Ohtani. I said,
let's
come
go,
on.
Dodgers.
Come on.
Let's go.
Too much truth, Lopez. Too much. All right. That's Lunchtime Confessions in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Make sure you keep it locked to 120, man. I'm super excited for the mixtape where there's some musical elements, but we will get the conclusion to the whodunit that was established yesterday. But coming up next, let's get into a little bit of buy or sell, including a CJ Stroud related one, I could tell you. All that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.